This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Former President Donald Trump, who refused to concede the last presidential election, has officially announced he will attempt to get back in the White House. Trump's new bid is beginning nearly 2 years after he encouraged supporters to overturn the results of the 2020 election, which prompted a deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Current President Joe Biden, who defeated Trump 2 years ago, has said he intends to run again, but has not made an official announcement. Many Republican strategists advised that Trump wait to make this announcement. World leaders met for an emergency meeting Wednesday on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali to discuss an explosion in eastern Poland that killed two people. Initial reports were that the explosion was caused by a Russian missile. U.S. President Joe Biden.
We agreed to support Poland's investigation into the explosion in rural Poland near the Ukrainian border, and I'm going to make sure we figure out exactly what happened.
Polish President Andrzej Duda was cautious on who was responsible, saying that it was most probably a Russian-made missile, but that its origins were still being verified. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky decried the strike as a very significant escalation of war. Russia has denied any involvement into firing the missile. Authorities in Pakistan said Wednesday that militants had ambushed and killed six members of a provincial police force. The early morning attack took place in the Laki Marwat district in the country's northwest. Police officials said the slain officers were conducting a routine patrol when two gunmen on a motorcycle sprayed their vehicle. This is VOA News. NASA's new Artemis moon rocket blasted off on its debut flight with three test dummies aboard early Wednesday. The Florida launch brings the United States a big step closer to putting astronauts back on the lunar surface for the first time since the end of the Apollo program 50 years ago. If all goes well, the three-week flight will take an empty crew capsule into wide orbit around the moon. Chinese authorities in Beijing have locked down a major university as part of the zero-COVID policy. Donna Water has the story.
Peking University is locked down after authorities found one COVID-19 case. Students and faculty are not allowed to leave the grounds unless necessary. And for one campus, classes have been moved to online through Friday. Beijing has reported more than 350 new cases in the latest 24-hour period. That's a small fraction of the city's 21 million population, but enough to trigger localized lockdowns and quarantines. Nationwide, China reports about 20,000 COVID cases this week. That's up from last week's roughly 8,000 new cases. I'm Donna Water.
After a week of vote counting in close races across the United States, the results of the 2022 midterm elections are finalizing. Democrats held their majority in the U.S. Senate, while Republicans are still poised to take control of the U.S. House of Representatives, despite a poorer-than-expected showing. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Republicans are expected to win a very narrow majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. President Joe Biden.
I think we're going to get very close in the House, but I think it's going to be very close, but I don't think we're going to make it.
But Democrats won key races across the country, preventing an expected Republican red wave, often defeating candidates handpicked to run by former President Donald Trump. If Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock wins the December 6 runoff against Republican challenger Herschel Walker, Democrats will hold a 51-49 majority in the U.S. Senate. If Warnock loses, Vice President Kamala Harris, a Democrat, will have the tie-breaking vote in a 50-50 Senate. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities in Pakistan said Wednesday that militants had ambushed and killed at least six members of a provincial police force. The early morning attack took place in Laki Marwat district in the country's northwest. Police officials said the slain officers were conducting a routine patrol when two gunmen on a motorcycle sprayed their vehicle with bullets and managed to flee. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.